How you going, folks? My name is Dr. Drop, formerly Dr. Drop, the Dalai Lama of drama, the Tsar of bazaar, the world's very first hyperactive blob. Back in the day, I used to be a street performer on the streets of Fremantle between what is now the Sail and Anchor Hotel and the Fremantle markets. And when you're a street performer, hocking yourself with a bit of nails or juggling or a tall unicycle, whatever it happened to be, you had to turn up pretty early in the morning because it was hot, and also because there was a queue because Sundays was the day. So I'm down there, it's about 7 a.m. and nothing's open. The motorised cleaners are going through cleaning up the mess from the drunken Saturday night, and then Bill turns up. And Bill had been the bouncer at the National Hotel when I used to gig there. And Bill, all the names have been changed to protect the guilty folks. Bill had been the flyweight champion in Dublin. So he kind of knew his way around, but he wasn't a tall fella. And he looked at me and he said, "Can I hide behind you? Can I get behind you quickly?" And he had this little pug dog and he looked for... Honestly, he looked like Bill Sykes, pigtail, big trench coat. Anyway, he jumps in behind me and I'm thinking, what's he hiding by? So I'm standing there. I've got a fairly large frame. And this big bikey walks past. Bill says, "Oh, my God, he's gone." And so then Bill comes out and I say, "What was that all about?" And he said, "Ah, well, Lockie, it's quite simple." And I am mashing the accent, but I'll have a crack at it. And he says... "It's like this. It's a Saturday night about 2 years ago. And I go up to the bar, and I'm not a big fella." This bloke was about 7 foot tall and looked like a Viking. And he just elbowed me straight back into jaw, straight into me jaw. And I thought, well, bugger you. He climbed, so I said, I climbed up on the back of him, and I start pounding into the back of his head. I'm punching him in the back of the head. Next thing I know, he feckin' pulls me over the top and he starts bear hugging me. And I'm swinging and all I'm hitting is beard. And I'm thinking, I'm in trouble here. I'm going to die. So next thing, he says, he picks me up and he throws me down the stairs, all the way down the stairs towards South Terrace. And I'm thinking, I'm going to die. And he said, just at that moment, as I seen him, his legs coming down the stairs for me, this lovely, beautiful young policewoman steps over me, and I'm thinking, I'm saved here, followed by four coppers. And he said, they marched up, they handcuffed him, they handcuffed me, and they took him out into the centre of South Terrace, you know, the big gap in the middle of the road there, where they had the paddy wagon, and they're loading him up, and as they're pushing him in, all I could see was his testicles. And I thought, it's great, it's a free kick. So I lifted up, straight between his legs, and up he comes. He's down the road after me. I'm running with my hands behind me back. Everyone in Geno's is clapping and cheering. And then the most beautiful sight was the little beautiful policewoman doing the rugby tackle around the legs and him coming down on his big, ugly, feckin' nose. Because he's handcuffed, you see. And it all went really well until they lock us in the back of the paddy wagon. Then he kicked the shit out of me. So it's about 10 years later, and I'm at the Fly-By Nightclub with a couple of mates, seeing Jimmy Webb, who wrote, you know, Wichita Linesman. Anyway, great raconteur, and it was packed, so there's no seats. So I'm standing at the bar, and the barman puts a pint of scotch in front of me. And he said, "It's from the two gents down the end of the bar." And I look about 50 metres down the bar and there's Bill and his mate, and they just look across, wink and give me the thumbs up. So he's still doing well, is Bill.